So it's been snowing quite a bit. You've had some issues in Ireland, but all that's better now that the snow's here, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, yeah, it was a very unique experience having snow in Ireland to that extent.
It's been quite a winter here, so a lot of people are just wanting to get out of Connecticut. And you guys have made it so easy now if you want to go to Dublin.
Yeah. It's a great partnership with Bradley International Airport. A quick flight, too, direct over to Dublin.
Sure is. It's almost like having a private aircraft leaving to anywhere in Europe that you want to go to.
What are some of the cities that you guys are currently flying to, Jeff?
Lisbon, Madrid, Barcelona, Milan, Munich. Where do you want to go? We have almost 80 cities in Europe that we fly to. Now, some of them you can come home on a direct service, but for every airfare that we give you a free stopover in Dublin in both directions. If you want to go to Rome and you want to stop in Dublin on the way home, see two cities. So.
And I would imagine, I've never been there personally, but the Dublin airport must have a nice pub in it.
Just a couple.
Just a couple. Serving some Guinness and some Jameson.
Yeah, right. And they have a very good Jameson distribution place right in the airport.
How about Bangers and Mashed? Am I going to find some of that over there, too?
Well, I think you can find that pretty much anywhere. You can even find that at home. So I'm sure that there's a couple of places in Connecticut that have good Bangers.
So if you want to scoot about Europe, Aer Lingus is still a good option for you.
Actually, we're probably the best option because you save having to go to the two large cities that are nearby, New York and Boston. So you can leave Hartford and be in most European cities before 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's awesome.
So how's this partnership worked out? It's been a couple of years now that you've had the direct flights out of Bradley. Are people obviously discovering?
At the end of September in 2016, so it's been going on now about a year and a half.
Okay, and people are obviously discovering you.
You think?
Are the flights full?
You know, it was surprising how many people are using the flight beyond Ireland. We knew that we had a strong Irish market, but the strength of the market beyond and places like the UK. I mean, when you think about going to London, you have a number of choices. You can either drive down to New York or drive over to Boston and get on a nonstop. Or you can get on our flight out of Hartford, fly into Dublin, make a quick connect, and you can go to one of three London airports. So we go to City, we go to Gatwick, and we go to Heathrow. And then on the way home, you go through U.S. Customs on the way home. So it's a no-brainer. You're probably going to save yourself hours of commuting time getting down to the other city. And the amount of time that you're going to save on the nonstop is more than made up by not having to drive all the way to either of those two cities.
So you must be doing really well with business people. They must love this.
They sure are, yeah. I mean, we have, it's a 757, so it only has 12 business class seats in it. And these are the full lie flat sleeper seats. So for the businessman that's traveling out of Bradley, it really is like a private airplane. And it's got the full lie flat sleeper. You've got an enhanced meal service. It's really quite a nice way to fly.
Now, how about for the economy flyer that wants to travel through Dublin to London in May for the royal wedding?
If they have an invitation, then we'll find a seat for them. That's going to be quite a do. But it really is the best way to go. You're avoiding all the rush of the crowds, and you'll be able to get on the flights. We have a ton of flights from Dublin to London.
And tell us a little bit, for people that aren't familiar, of the legendary Aer Lingus customer service that you guys provide on the flight.
You can tell by the fact that we have that big shamrock on our tail that you're getting Irish service. And, you know, it's the old world type of care that you're getting on board the airplane. It's a European care, but with an Irish lilt to it. So you're getting the best of both worlds.
So as far as pricing is concerned, I don't think there'd be a better deal out there for you to actually, you know, when you have your son or your daughter that's graduating from school and you wanted to send them on a great trip. Now, it seems like Aer Lingus would be the perfect airline to go.
Sure. I mean, even from the start of your trip, parking at Hartford Airport, I think it's like $6 a day, and maybe it's gone up, but you compare that with $36 to $40 a day out of either Boston or New York.
I mean, right.
You're almost, for the price of parking for a week, you'd be parking for a day in New York or Boston. And then the airfares from Bradley, we've made a commitment that we're keeping these airfares common to the big cities. So when you're looking at being price competitive to places like Munich or Frankfurt or Amsterdam, we're looking at the prices that the other carriers are charging out of New York and Boston, and we're going in most of the time with a common rated price.
Well, we appreciate you partnering with us again, and we're looking forward to giving away another exciting Aer Lingus vacation, courtesy of you. Great. And Bradley International Airport later this morning.
Great. That's going to be fun. But we've got some killer airfares out there now. We actually have a seat sale that's going on till March 21st. For the spring, from the 2nd of April to the 13th of June, we have airfares that start at $519 round trip. And for the summer, they only go up $100, $619 round trip. But here's the catch. We've got even better fares, but I can't really talk about them because they're not on every flight. But for the spring, I mean, we have airfares right now as low as $374 a round trip.
That's amazing.
In the spring. And in the summertime, they're as low as $515. So it takes a little bit of searching, but those are the real bargains. I mean, we have great fares, but those fares are tremendous.
I just think it's amazing that I can get to Dublin for less than it would cost me to get to New Orleans. It's amazing.
That's right.
And yeah. Less time than it takes to go to the West Coast.
Well, it's actually, I understand, I think it's shorter to get to Dublin than to get to L.A.
Mm-hmm. And much more fun. Yes. Well, Jeff Wright, we appreciate the hospitality again, and we're looking forward to working with you again.
All right, fellas. Thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thank you, sir.
All right, have a great day.